Barry Bonds' home run last night was the 715th of his career. That puts him ahead of Babe Ruth and second on the all-time list behind Hank Aaron. It does not necessarily mean Bonds is first in the hearts of all fans, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
5 years ago, at a time alleged to be the height of Barry Bonds' use of illegal performance-enhancing drugs, the San Francisco Giants left fielder was smashing home runs at a clip of about one every eight times at bat. Whether it's age, the 41-year-old Bonds says it's not, or injuries, or pressure, or the constant questions about steroids, one in eight is a home run ratio long gone. But baseball habits die hard. Bonds came up to bat yesterday in the bottom of the fourth inning against Colorado, having hit only one home run in the preceding 3 weeks. Still, the fans were up, cameras at the ready, just in case this time there wasn't a strikeout or a fly ball that died in the outfield. And this time, there wasn't.
The pitch. Bonds hits one high. Hits it deep to center. Out of here! 750! The wait is over, and they are on their feet here at AT&T Park.
Dwayne Kuiper on Fox Sportsnet Bay Area made the call, and the last thing he said was significant, because how people react has been a major part of the story. For Bonds, it was a happy moment in what has been a controversial and draining journey to tie and then pass the legendary Babe Ruth.
And the fans of San Francisco, I don't care, it can't get any better than this. It just cannot get any better than this, and I want to thank all of them, too, for supporting me.
When Barry Bonds came to San Francisco in the early 1990s, he saved a struggling franchise. His loyal fans repaid him by becoming his most ardent defenders against the doping allegations of recent years. The rest of the country? In the extreme, there have been the angry cries of drug cheat. And then there's been the ambivalence of fans like former baseball commissioner Faye Vincent. Here's how he responded to 715.
I am very confused. It's sort of the moral level. The baseball level, it's remarkable. On the other levels, and they count, I am very confused.
So are others who wonder how many of the 715 home runs were aided by drugs. And if the allegations are true, was Bonds, who maintains he never knowingly used illegal drugs, was he simply one of many who cheated? Indeed, today there's a lot of confusion. Outside of AT&T Park, there is joylessness where normally there'd be joy. Esquire magazine columnist Chuck Klosterman, who writes about sports and culture, thinks this makes Barry Bonds the perfect American sports icon for our time.
I think people feel like so much of what they understood to be true about living in America has been antithetic, and that, you know, like a company like Enron kind of creates this false perception of, you know, mammoth success, and then underneath it's all fake, there's nothing there.
The search for baseball heroes with substance already is underway in the sports press. During Bonds' recent home run drought, Albert Pujols of the St. Louis Cardinals went on a home run tear. The media talk about a torch being passed from Bonds to Pujols, about Pujols being the first star power hitter of the post-steroids era. But the whispers are there too. How do we know Pujols is clean? He says he's never used drugs and he's never tested positive. Barry Bonds says the same things. If a torch is being passed, it appears to be flickering right now, and it could be a long time before it burns brightly. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Barry Bonds is 40 home runs behind Hank Aaron's all-time record of 755. It's NPR News.